Danita Harris, D-O-N-I-T-A, Medicare card number 4459. Patient feels that her body is hurting. Anytime there is a cold wind, she feels that it is happening more and more. She's sensitive. She's going to go to allergist. Also, feels that everything is sometimes really bothersome. Reality discuss, coping discuss, seems testing done, continue medications will follow. Next patient is Cameron Seaman. Feels that he is doing okay. He feels that he is working at this time. Patient feels that concentration is a lot better. Mother reports that he is still a little spread out, but this is the best. He is trying to go into the next year of the college, but it is becoming difficult for him. At this time he's working part-time job. This is his second job in last 4 months because he could not focus well. Encouraged to continue, side effects medication discuss, coping discuss, addictive potential discuss will follow. Jovan Wells, Medicare record number 13030, came for follow-up appointment. Patient is not doing well. He's restless. He feels that he could not handle things. Reality discuss, coping discuss. Patient has a court date tomorrow. He is very scared. Responding, we'll give him shot of Haldol. Haldol D100, see him in 2 weeks. Kevin O'Brien, medical record number 410. Patient is restless, but his oxycodone was increased by Dr. Morgan. I explained to the patient that I have to reduce his diazepam. We have already reduced it to 3 times. We are going to go to twice a day for 2 weeks. Then we'll be going once a day and then discontinue. Patient is reluctant but feels, I told him that this has to happen because oxycodone and Valium has interaction. Patient agreed, feels that he has to go for a second surgery. He's worried about that. Side effects negation discuss, coping discuss, aims testing done, which is negative. We will follow. Maureen Watson came for follow-up appointment, feels that she's not okay. Mother brought her. We will give you her shot of Prolixin 1cc. Side effects medication discuss. I explained in detail with mother, but she feels that after the brain surgery, quote-unquote brain surgery, patient never regained her old self. Continue medication support and reactions given will follow. Philip Sergetti, medical record number 1050. Patient talked about politics, feels that he feels safe talking about politics. Side effects medication discuss, coping discuss, delete side effects of medication discuss. Patient talked about his feelings every now and then. He's still talking about how he was terminated from the job, feels angry about it. But promised me he's not going to take any law in his hand. Support and reactions is given. Side effects medication discuss, coping discuss will follow. Next patient, Bobby Slobodan, S-L-O-B-O-D-A-N, medical record number 264, came for follow-up appointment. Restless and irritable. We are going to give him Prolixin, 1.5 cc. His sister reports that he is very aggressive and talking all the time. Patient says that voices talk all kinds of junk and he cannot handle it. Reality discuss, coping discuss, support and reassurance is given. Continue medications, aims testing done. Reality discuss will follow. Next patient, Deborah Parnahy. PARNAHAY, medical record number 5020. Patient has broken her Achilles tendon of the leg, which was limping. Patient feels that already she has a less sensation and now there is a pain. Feels that it is horrible at this time. Side effects medication discuss, coping discuss. her patient is taking her olanzapine, she's going for MRI, feels that anytime she tries to reduce her medication, voices come back, so she's scared. Encourage patient not to reduce her medication or play with it. Ames testing done, which is negative. Hyperlipidemia, hyperglycemia, glucose dysregulation discuss, continue medications, we will follow. Tina Ballant, medical record number 11542. Patient feels that she is not feeling good, restless at times agitated. She is she is feeling that her mind is going fast. Her Dipakote level is only 15. We'll double the dose of Dipakote. Side effect medication discuss, coping discuss, continue her medication, support and reassurance is given. Ames testing done. We will follow. DJ Caffey, medical record number 7228, not doing well, sad and hopeless, feels that she is doing her physical therapy. She is doing all kinds of things, but she is not feeling good about herself. Crying spells, side effects medication discuss, patient feels that after the accident, everything changed. She is scared of everything and anything. At nighttime, she has a lot of difficulty sleeping because she is scared and any noise happens, she feels that something is going to happen to her body. Reality discuss, coping discuss, will continue medication, support and reassurance is given, will follow. Deborah Arco, medical record number 8965. Patient has to go through galvanized procedure for the metastasis in the brain. Patient feels anxious and sad, feels that everything is bothersome. Even though surgeon promised her that the tumor which is in the brain, which came in through the blood, is very small. So he thinks that with this procedure and the chemo, she will be all right. Patient is anxious, support and reassurance is given. Continue your medications, Ames testing done. Patient is worried about there might be some more metastasis. Encouraged to talk with the doctor. We'll follow. Next patient is Victoria Giggs. Feels that she is doing very well. Denied suicidal onset ideation. Patient feels that she is doing well. She's taking her medication as prescribed. Feels that everything is working out. She's not running around. Feels that she cannot concentrate anytime she runs out of Adderall and then she makes mistake. Her supervisor wants to send her home. When that happens, patient feels that she has to have her medication. Support and reassurance is given. Headache to potential discuss, coping discuss, we will follow. Deborah Hartling, medical record number 6545. Patient has gone. This is her sixth week going to Ann Arbor, where they do 4 or 5 hours of testing. University of Ann Arbor. Now her doctor is saying that they don't believe that it is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, that means ALS. And they believe that this may be a dyskinetic movement. Patient feels relieved. They are going to do one more test on her. Patient felt that she told the doctor that her psychiatrist, that is me, had said that before, and I had requested Astrado medication. Patient says that she remembers because she has written it down on a piece of paper. She explained that to them. They are going to call me, according to patient, sometime Thursday or Friday. Support and reassurance is given. Continue medications will follow. Dennis Callaghan, patient came for follow-up appointment. Feels that he feels very lonely after his brother died. He has not even gone in brother's room. He feels a little spooky. Patient feels that Siraquil is holding him. Every now and then he feels when he's waking up that he's hearing his brother calling him. Patient feels sad about it. Support and reassurance is given and encouraged to go to senior citizen center at the county. Patient feels that he has no interest. He lost all the interest in everything. Encouraged to continue taking his medication. Feels that he's more fearful about the voices, quote unquote. Continuous Siraquil. Side effects medication discussions, testing done, which is negative, will follow. Lydia Pierce, medical record of 52299, came for follow-up appointment, confronted about her drug screen. Patient says that that was old. She's not using repeatedly, she tells me, but she's given prescribed Tramadol. Patient feels that otherwise she's okay. Side effects medication discussed, coping discussed, her anxiety is a little high. She's taking her antipsychotic and difficult lability of mood is still there. Continue her medication, same testing done, we will follow. Linda Adams, patient feels that her appetite is going away. We will. Patient was explained that we have to reduce her medications. Clonopin, because her narco is increased. Patient was explained that constipation is becoming heavier with the increased dose and her appetite is going down. Patient agreed we will give her stool softener, encouraged to go and talk with the pain doctor one more time. Side effects medication discuss, coping discuss, continue medications will follow. Saber Francis, medical record number 3052. Patient is sitting in the basement. Patient is in the dark basement. Wife reports that he doesn't want to come out, so she brought the computer down. He feels that he's worried that who is going to hurt him. He's becoming a little more forgetful. Patient is on rivastigmine, will slowly increase his tablets. Side effects medication discuss, coping discuss, continue his medications. Wife is managing his medication. Patient still has issues related to the war. And he's in his past. Continued medications will follow. Madison Berry feels that she's doing okay. Ulcers are at bay. They are not bothering her anymore. Patient is happy. She's she's taking at this time lithium, Loxetine, and Clozaril. Patient feels comfortable at this combination, feels that now she is working. Side effects medication discuss. Patient was explained that I would like to start reducing her Loxapin and discontinue. Patient's mother as well as patient are unhappy. Will continue medication. Side effects discuss will follow. Next patient, Marcus Payton, feels that he is doing okay. Every now and then his it starts about Supergirl came into his head. He's on Haldol 10 milligrams. Patient feels that a couple of times when he stopped taking his medication because the medication, the thoughts started increasing and they bothered him. Coping, discuss, support, and reassurance is given. We will follow.